There's a favorite Christian legend of mine that many of you have heard me speak of before. It says St. Francis in midwinter, calling out to an almond tree, "Speak to me of God!" And the almond tree bursts into bloom. It comes alive. That's what happens to the disciples on that morning, Pentecost. They were people who were anxious, timid, confused, afraid, lost, unmoored, leaderless. And the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and they became alive. They became so alive that they couldn't keep quiet. They were filled with a new power, with a new energy. And they went out preaching love and understanding and forgiveness. And people warned them, "Shh, be quiet." And they said, "We can't. We have seen, we have heard, we have felt." And they went on to spread the good news, even though it meant for some of them their death. What is this Holy Spirit that is able to cause such an extraordinary transformation? And on that Pentecost morning, to actually give birth to the Christian church. What is this divine power? You know, Emanuel Swedenborg speaks about it a lot. And in his third chapter of True Christianity, he devotes 60 pages to the Holy Spirit. Thich Nhat Hanh, in his book Living Buddha, Living Christ, also devotes a whole chapter to the Holy Spirit. And interestingly, Swedenborg, the Christian, and Thich Nhat Hanh, the Buddhist, actually speak of the Holy Spirit in a way that is totally congruent with one another. Swedenborg said that the Holy Spirit is not separate from God. It is divine energy coming forth from God. It's divine power. He says that the Trinity, which is one, is like God the Father being the soul, and God the Son being the body, and God the Holy Spirit being the energy, the activity that comes forth from the body. And that's true for each one of us as well. Swedenborg says, too, that without this energy, nothing lives, including us. Because God is energy, the energy of love. Without that energy, we can't lift a finger. In fact, without that energy, we are nothing but dry bones. Very dry bones. Swedenborg says of this Ezekiel passage that our dry bones state is our unregenerate state. So time in our life when we're physically breathing, and in that sense alive, but that we're not alive in our spirit, that there's not a divine spark animating our being. And for that, we are left very poor. The Holy Spirit is the energy of life itself. Thich Nhat Hanh speaks of the Holy Spirit the same way that he describes the Buddhist concept of mindfulness. Thich Nhat Hanh says that it's the very same energy, and that it's the energy of divine presence. Thich Nhat Hanh said that most of us spend an awful lot of time worrying about the future. Yeah. We spend an awful lot of time worrying about the future and feeling pain by the past. When we open ourselves to the present moment, even this present moment, that's when we're open, Thich Nhat Hanh says, to the energy of the Holy Spirit. So often we think of ourselves as separate independent beings. And so often we think of God as someone or something separate from us. But the truth is that we live in God and that God lives in us. And through that reception of God's Holy Spirit, we become living, truly living beings. There's a lot to be concerned about in our present day and age. A lot of challenges that face us individually and collectively. To name just a few that many people are struggling with: financial hardship, illness, accidents, incarceration, teenage suicide. State of life and death so many are living on in Burma right now. 1 billion people every day not having enough food to eat. More wars than I can count. There are tremendous challenges facing us all, individually, as a nation, as a world, the caring of this earth. But there's good news. Many seemingly impossible feats have been accomplished. Jesse Owens in the 1936 Olympics. Hillary and Tenzing scaling Everest in 1953. Something happened in 1954. I was supposed to be remembering it. Roger Bannister, the 4-minute mile. 1954. 1967, the first heart transplant. 1969, Neil Armstrong on the moon. It was Neil Armstrong, wasn't it? The Christian message is that with the power of the Holy Spirit combined with human intention, will, and determination, so much that seems impossible, overwhelming, totally daunting, is possible. And ultimately, what's possible for humanity, linked to the Holy Spirit, is to bring heaven here to this earth. Peace, harmony, and goodwill. And Malachi, we all want that so very, very much for you and the world that you are going to grow into, and for all the children on this earth, and for those yet to come. Last week I spoke about one way of letting in the Holy Spirit is by pausing, making time and space. Today, I'd like to suggest a second way for letting in the Holy Spirit, and that's by inviting it in. I want us now to take a very few moments, if you wish, to think in your own mind and thoughts about either a personal, community, national, or global challenge that you are concerned about and that you are passionate about. And I invite you to invite in the Holy Spirit, God's divine energy and creativity. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into the challenge and the concern that is before you. And ask the Holy Spirit to let you know what you can do in your small or large way to help be the human determination and will and energy to help meet this challenge. And I invite you to be open to the answer throughout this day, throughout this week, throughout this year. Keep the prayer alive in your heart for the Holy Spirit to help in Burma, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in our country, in all the places in the world that need it. And ask the Holy Spirit for you to be shown how you can do your part. Amen.